Logan.
Okay, so we're holding here, I think, Void Repair Karoya Amru, Achaziv Lach Ishka.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so he's finishing off the Maima about the Altava Tichmisha, and he said, because each is a Kinas Chaymer, when a person is Nimshach, and the difference between Mila de Shmaya and Mila de Ara. But oi, the Perek Haroi Omer, they said, Acha Riv Lacha Isha. It's preferable to walk behind the lion as opposed to behind the Isha. In other words, each one of these is a type of Mazik, and Chazal Roim is on the Nekuda that this is worse. So that's a Laima. Ki Af Imarihu Teref Es Adam. Ki Ne Ein Zaholach Achlof Kokach Mesukan Kimo Misha Lachacha Isha. Kari en koiche al hahede kemoy isha. Ki acha shoylech acha isha boze nimshach hazoch shvatsura acha choyme. Vedova ze ibud legami la tsura. Kashe nimshach hazura acha choyme. Now, he's mechalik in two nekudas. We'll see in a second the next, and then we'll try to bring it under two nekudas. Not sure which one is the point that he's trying to make. Ovevare dover ze yisirala mi mishay lachachari. Sha'avagav shari mazik, ein dover ze be'etim lari. Ra'kavanos ze litre v'lecho. Ava heder shadavak b'chayme dover ze hu be'etim. Ve, lefiko chari lefomim mazik ufom einu mazik. To my call dover ze mikra. Mashayin kan aor lachachai isha, v'yispaya ze shashem. So, there are two connections that he seems to make. I'm not sure if he means them both, or means one or the other. Lamai said the mitzvah of an ish, of isha. Let's give a marshal. When you attack something from the outside, you break, you make destruction, but you really are able to completely eviscerate the thing and remove its existence. If you take out the air from the inside, you basically can make the whole thing disappear. When something is a mazik bechinas chitzaynis, so it does a lot of damage, but it doesn't. It's not oike de atzmius of the thing. Masheinke, when you touch on the nekuda atzmius, that's where you have the real heder. So one nekuda seems to be saying is, Nari is not heder, klapi is zacha. It's a destructive force. It can inflict wounds, it can cause pain, and so on and so forth, but it's not oike be'etzim. Masheinke, this is something that's oike be'etzim. In other words, the isha takes away the tsura be'etzim from the zacha, and the Mela, you have a mazik mitzad etnimis. That's one knach they seems to say. And he seems to say a second knach that also mitzad the lion. Killing people is not the etzim basic of the lion. The lion wants to be a lion. It wants to live. It needs food sometimes. So it will at times kill for the food. Sometimes it won't kill. And that's what he says. Mashenke and Isha will always be Mashpia Noshnias. She will always be Mashpia Hermetzias onto the Zacha because that's her Be'etzim. So in the beginning he says, the first part he starts off about this being an Ibud Gomel Atzura and this not being an Ibud Gomel Atzura. Then he says this is Be'etzim Tereri. And this is not be'etzim to the zocha. I'm not sure which one, or it means both of them, or both of them, because this is an abchina of atmius, psychopathy isha, and this is the abchina of mikra that he calls, which is less. That's a fika harida from mazik, from ena mazik, because it's not something that he, be'etzim, his whole mitzvah is not to eat people, he needs to eat, he eats. So that is the nekuda of it finished off the nekuda of Hoylech HaChaisha and רואה לך, כאילו שני חכמים, דיין יסי בן יזר ויסי בן יזר ויש השמיים, שניהם בו לתקן בית האדם עבריז השם יצפח. Both of them will come into mitakin the bias of them. Beine tinsa tingish is soichai hushe hize odom ba'atma vayis Hashem zon ba'aviv yira. He said that the person's own mitzias should be, you know, should include aviv yira, like I explained before, with the Meir Shemaim and so on. Can tingish is soichai mekabu echad bovad. Ba'omad b'mekoy mzug, shemekabu Aboimachav Zugasheim. Lefiko hoi Antignus noisim Musa Mashem Zugas. Antignus gave Musa like Zugas. In other words, he included Nekudos from each side of the balance. Vaz Zugas, Hizhi ha'echad al-Vayris Hashem Zom Tara'ave, Hashem Zom Tara'ira, Ache b'yachad hoi mashlimim ha'odam ha'avu ubi'ir mashorah hashem. So the balance between two zugas was always avir, like I explained a while back. And Tignus Rishon, he's a Adam Atzma Gufa Aviv Ayira. It's Nekan Tignus Rishon. A Koidem Royaloi Atorish Rishon of Hashem Yisbarach. Ki Avayir Ikrei Haskola Veda. You see it actually in the Rambam. It's fascinating. The way the Rambam sets up his halachas. The Rambam starts by explaining, Perek Aleph talks about Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he speaks about how to define HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvah of Achdus and so on. Then he says, HaKel Azad Nichbod, in mitzvah La'aze, Le'avos, I think, in the Yerim Menu, and the Keter Zerach Yerosav HaVosay. So the first pu'ula of Avodas Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is one Yira and how is one Ava? So Ava and Yira are the Ikas Kol Avodah, and that's why the first Musas have to start out with one on each one of them. So that's the next stage in a person's mitzias is his health, particularly the Ava Bira. The figure here the Yisrael is a Shulchacham the base of Yibus Adri Fargleim. The Omul La'amas Hashem Akechem Dov Kaboy. The Chiyav Shul Dovet B'Shchina V'Leish Ochlu Ali Dovet B'Chachamim Yitamideihem. U'mal La'kolav HaKosu Kilo Dovet B'Shchina Adkan. So Adibuk Lachamu Amas Hashem Yisparach. So the way in which a person builds his house to be on Ava is with Dibur Chachamim is part of the Mitzvah Habayis. U'chol ha'pachas hu anaf min Avas Hashem Yisparach. So that is the and just I guess a Maima Muska, and it's Pashit maybe. The vart of, for instance, let's say somebody likes cinnamon a lot. So the person will like anything that's cinnamon flavored, even though it has only a small nekuda, but since that's its tam, so the person, that's what he's nimshach to. Whatever it is that I like, when I find things that have that expression, that tam, there is the ava to it automatically. So if I like Reuven, if the vod is I like Reuven because Reuven is wealthy, so Shimon the Chacham, Reuven is both wealthy and a Chacham, but Shimon is only a Chacham, not wealthy, and I don't like Shimon. It's a riot that what I really like about Reuven is his wealth, let's say. Let's say, on the other hand, Shimon is only a Chacham, not wealthy, and I like Shimon. So Bal Korchov, that the Prava is, what I like about it is that Mitzias. It's the Chacham Shavoy. You can't, can't be davik in Hashem Yisbarach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to be davik in. So I must find something that's shayach to be davik in that has ta'am koinai, like it says, yesh chom ta'am koinai. It has a flavor of the divine to it. So wherever there's chachma, there's that flavor. Chachma has in itself the flavor of it, and the Mela, the davik is that element which contains the tam elyon in it. Umalo akad gotav vishna akad, harei adivuk v'chachamim hu avas Hashem Yisbarach, hu l'chol ha'pachas hu anaf min avas Hashem Yisbarach. ולפיכך יש מאיזה תלמיד השעתיק שהיזה על אב, ובאותק מיתן של דין צבא אבס השם, על אבס חכמים, שזהו מידס אבס השם יסברך. והיא ענף ומדרגה למטה מן אבס המוקם עצמי. So אבס חכמים is either ממש אבס השם, or it is a branch of it. And the word is because the content of chachma is that which one feels in the thing itself. He says that the Midah Yerushalayim, and we'll see in a second how this what Shaykh this has. וזה מה שאומר שבייס פסוח לסיים השיעו בני אדם נכנסים ליצים של צרכם, השיעו בייסי פסוח לרווח לאורחים שנכנסים ליצים. וכן מה שיעו עני עם בני בייסך, כל זה שלו יצר עין וממייני. ומישהו צר עין בני אדם, משכל שכן בעניים, ממייד מיר השמיים. ולכך אין המשגיח על בני אדם שהצליחו לו. כי מישהו יש המים הוא נכנע, ואין לו גבס רוח. ולכן אין דרך העניים שהם נכנועים. וכן הריח של נוידד הוא נכנע, אבל יר השמיים הוא מקרב שנים הנכנועים. Now, let's talk a little about this, but this is in a kuda of that has Shiva said. He's saying here a big chiddush understanding where Yirei Shemayim comes into the Mida of Achsanya and so on. The reason why a person doesn't want to have to do with Aniyim, because we're not giving tzedakah here. That is that comes out the meat of kind of alva of Nadiva Salev. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something else. A person wants to, anybody that's part of his household is part of my chashivas. So if I have a big rebbe or a shashiva or whatever, he stays in my house, he finds it always pleasant to be there in my house and so on and so forth. That makes him part of that makes him part of my mitzvahs, and I'm bigger because of it. If the people that hang around my house are nebs and in Rachmanis cases, so basically I'm a glorified Rachmanis case. This is my chevra. My chevra is called Zeruah Mechozav. So the real reason, not giving tzedakah, not giving tzedakah, the real reason why we don't want nebbish people, why we don't open up our house to all sorts of aniyim or something, and sheyom, is because the etzim, I would get downgraded if this was my chevra. So there's a certain sense of haughtiness and pride that I can't associate with these people. A person who has Yirei Shemayim is not, he has no makom for guys and so on. Moshul ma'adavah daima. If I'm in a town, and it's a very simple working town, and everybody earns, say, $35,000 a year, and I earn $50,000 a year because I manage the local place, what the supermarket. So I walk around of the town Nogid, and I walk around Koshev, and the people there are Nebs and Rachmanis places, and so forth. Let's say a person comes to town, and this person is a multi-millionaire. I mean, I'm not more Koshev than people. The gap between a millionaire to someone who's earning $35,000 a year, $50,000 a year, is the Ke'ayin or Ke'afis. If a person, a Yirim means he lives with an awareness of himself, L'umas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says when he speaks about the Derech Li'irasei, Mi Anoichit Beria Feilo Shfeilo Oin V'Shnei Tmim Deis, in L'Shnei Tmim Deis, I'm not Cheshiva than the other person. That is why this Indian has to adhere. The base of Pasuk Levacha and you are Niyim B'nei Be'Secha touches on a Nekuda of the person's sense of self-worth, the person's sense of chshivas. A person is who is as chashiv as his household is. That's why people will pay a hoyin rav to have a place of rav to stay by them, a very chashiv rav. One is because they believe it's a skula, so that's good. And the second reason is because I'm the type of home that these are the type of people that hang out there, that makes me into a chashuva person. And that's why the person wants to keep out the chashuva people, non-chashuva, non-niyim, and so on, because they are unimportant, humble people. And if a person is a yirei shemayim, so then the person it's meaningless. The difference between him and between the Nichbet Shebedar and the Bazi Shebedar is a hair klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, so basically the Tanoim are telling you to make a tikkun, to be metakin the bias in the same oifin as the tikkun of the tikkun of the bias as the tikkun of the person himself. The elementary tikkun is Avin Yira. In a bias, which is the more, it's a more sweeping environment. So Chachma Ava expresses itself by having a makom that sends off an aura of Rasa for Chachma, that people have what to say and what to what to give in Chachma are the people I look forward to. So my house is based on the Chachamim. On the Yira front, I erase the difference between me and other people in terms of Ichbadus, and then everything is the same. So B'meila, I don't have any ears. Avon Mishen et Tzad Bebriyas, She'en Noi Tzad Bebriyas. In Rachmanim, Koytu Zerperg Mani Yerushalayim. When we call Shekane, Al Tava Sicha Meisha, Shetova Zekalos Roish, who precus on Yerushalayim. So this is in a more general oifin that Kalos Roish is a sense of unawareness that Kashmir was there. A person speaks light Sicha with a woman because there's a sense of privacy.
Can I ask something?
Sorry, yes, please.
Rebbe was saying that someone who lacks Yerushalayim, he's not going to want to be a machnis aneim into his house because it reflects badly on the person, and the person is full of
diamonds.
So the mouth is lashon is that someone who has tsaras ayin, so then he's mamayit Yerushalayim. It seems to be that because he has this trait of tsaras ayin, that seems to be a slightly, is that not a slightly different nekuda?
In the end, he does seem to switch a little bit, but in the beginning, he says it quite clearly. Kimishu, I wondered myself, but in the beginning, he does, you know, I think the Sarasayan is also, take the middle piece. Kimishu yirei shemayim u'nichna ve'in le'gavos ruach, v'chein en deicha niyim shem nechnoim. when a reich should be nichna, reich is also someone that the teva is nichna and so on. A reich mayim will mitarev sanima nichnoim. So I think that tzoras ayin can come from two inyanim. It can come from not wanting to share with somebody, like I have X amount of bread, I don't want to share it. Or it could be a tzoras ayin where I don't want to let that person into my tchum. If I take him into my yeshiva, the yeshiva looks bad. If I do this looks bad. You're definitely right that the mashmos at the end is a little bit the mashmos in the middle. But I'm still, I don't know. Also, the definition of Yerushalayim, it goes a lot better with the beginning explanation than the explanation. But the opposite of tzoras ayin in terms of chesed and rachman should definitely be away from avos of some sort. So
right.
That's why I was more likely to revive it, the first half. This one, one way or another, it'll be the same.
Right.
And the whole mystery of tzoras ayin also, where a person has a sense of self, and this is me, and I'm defining myself by this thing. Like you spoke about kinyan, that could also be what it means there. But actually, I was. Balabayas Chibala Isha, Beyesa, the Sikh of the Taylor. So he's saying that Tzuras Adam is his Kulei Mashpia and not Mushpa. He looks to the body as the obligation to be Mechaya it. He doesn't look to the body as a source for Tzchias. So the same thing, a person in his bias should be the Mashpia, and should Mashpia as much as possible. He should not look to get Hashpa from what's around. But upon him, what he's saying is the main nekuda he's making here is that the tzura. Let's give a mashal. A father with a child can have two types of there can be two types of three types of approaches. A person has a child. The children like to go to a ball game. In America, I'll put them into the couple, that parents even many children like to go to a ball game. Whatever it is, makes no difference. So one way of doing it is that the father himself also had Yom Kippurim that he enjoyed the ball game, and he goes along with Taylor as a child. He's you know, the kid's going out to have fun, and he's going with the kid also. That is one mahalach, and what the person is doing is bringing himself down. There's another mahalach where the person says, "Pass this for me. I have no interest in it, and I'm not going to do it because he's meroimim himself and not mashpia on that which is around him. That's the chisaron that there's a tzarasayin. The person is not allowing himself to mashpia." The right thing is the person does it b'teiras hashpa. The person does it, I need the time, the child has to feel he has a father, the child needs to do things with me that are not only learning and the mela, this is a great activity that I could have a cash with him. But not that the father becomes, there was a shayla here once, here in the yeshiva, the high school, you know, boys are from a bit of a background, they have a basketball team, and Rebbeim do go along when they play their games, a little bit to shmir, a little bit something to start with the feeling. There was one Rebbe in particular that he was so involved and so cheering because it was so meaningful to him, and the feeling was that it's counterproductive. In other words, if the child declares that the Rebbe is going with him because it's his Rebbe and because he wants to be proud of him, kifi mashahu, and if this worked hard to do this, I want to appreciate it, then fine, then you get a pas hashpa. If the pshat is because the Rebbe is also a kid in some ways, then it's ois mashpia. And that's why our time is the person is supposed to be mashpia the isha. So obviously there's a framework of dipurim and interaction and so on, but if it becomes where the person becomes a yenta, he goes down to the dag of the isha in the suk and oifin of sicha, then it becomes counterproductive. So there's an extreme where the person is tsar ayin. He doesn't allow to mashpia on others because every time you mashpia, you need to reach out and you need to go down a darga. The chois darga is sivitza, and that's not good. On the other hand, where a person becomes bottle to the isha, with marbasicha meisha v'sitagas isha, that becomes also counterproductive. So you have a two extremes, and the middle ayin, that's correct. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Can I ask something? Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah. When we say that the ish shouldn't be mushba from the isha, surely we mean to say that, you know, he's the zacher, he's the mashpia, she's the mushpa, so he's the one who's supposed to do mashpia. Now, there's nothing wrong for an ish to be mushpa from another ish, as assuming that what the second ish has to be mashpia is worth receiving and so on. So, really, at the end of the day, let's say the Isha has something of value to be mashbir to the Ish.
It's definitely possible.
So it's not, I mean, it's tali an Isha, it's tali on if it's something decent to be,
if it's the vibe, okay? But if a woman has sensitivity with people and understands people, and she's able to show the man how, what this person wants and how to reach out, chulu, those are positive. Those are very positive. And that, in that sense, she's a mashpia, that's good. But in the yantarai, which dress is nicer and which type of beans work out better than chalons and the chulu,
But the same is true with someone else. If someone is mashpia, something is value good. And if someone is wants to be mashpia, naish kait, it's also not kedai. So why is it mizbata dafke in, I mean, other than...
100%. But there's a difference. If another person is wrong in a svara learning, that's not hashpa. If the other person's mitzias is in chayistarga, then yes, in a chavi, if it says that, I mean, chavu didn't go to a suda in Yerushalayim, they were sitting, because you become like them.
It's just that the classical example is the Isha, meaning about it, it applies to everything, but the classical example is by Isha, because she be'etzim is usually the...
Right. In the Mila, the Arishava, in the fact that she has a certain sense of physicality, being in that world is wrong.
That's right.
But Avada is not the Pneumashiva, it's different.
Yep, I understand.
Okay.
Very good. Yes, Shakaya.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.